Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, after discussing the idea that a Chayon Behemo, that you have a Simonim, a Mala Geiro, a Mafris Parso, Gemara tells us towards the end of Amud Aleph that the Torah says a Gamol Kimale Geiro Hu, to tell you that the Gamol is the one creature, as Rashi tries to say, among a few creatures that are mentioned in the Torah, that's Mala Geiro, but it's not Mafrish Parso. It chews its cut, but it does not have split hooves. Shalit b'olomo yodea. The one who's controlling the world knows. She'ein l'chodavar ma'ale geri v'tome elagomo. He tells you that this is the only creature that has this combination of having one siman of taharo. And the Gemara goes on to say the same thing about a chazer. The only creature in the world that has split hooves in its tome, that's only the chazer. The Torah is giving you this testimony because tells you this is what it is. So the Maariz Chayes points out over here, he says, here is the rayo the Torah is min Hashemayim. People are going around to find, where do we see the Torah min Hashemayim? This is a great rayo. Why? Because how can you come and tell me thousands of years ago, to come and put in the Torah, that there's no other animal like the gomel who is chewing his cud but does not have split hooves. That the only animal that has split hooves but doesn't chew his cud is the chazir. How can you make such a statement unless you know the world completely? Says the Maariz Chayes, Zein beicholus odom lachit, v'ze emes. Similarly, it says the Torah Tmimo in Parsha Shmini, Perikud Aleph, Ois Yud Zayin, that the fact that the Torah is telling you that shows you that Sholit Bar Loma Yodea. That is the proof that Torah Min Hashemayim. Fehem Eim Minifloes Tomim Deim Vizgulas Torosoy. And so points out the Malbin in Parsha Shmini in Piskar and Gimel, that this is the biggest rayo that the Torah is Min Hashemayim. And the Maariz Chayes himself mentions it in short, Malbin goes on to say it in longer, so the Gemara in the next daf in Daf Samech Amud Beis brings that there's an animal called Hashesua. What is a Hashesua? Has two backs and has two spines. Says the Gemara, V'chim Moshe, Kanigi, or Balisti Royo, was he a type of hunter that he knew all the animals in the world to tell me there's such an animal? Says the Gemara, V'kan Tshuva Lo'imer in Torah Min Hashemayim. So the Gemara tells us clearly this is the Rayo, the Torah Min Hashemayim. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could tell us which animal there is, how does he know this animal exists? Says the Malbim, you know, this animal was discovered in South America. America was discovered only a few hundred years ago. And Moshe Rabbeinu writes in the Torah, there's such an animal. The animal is only there in South America. How do we know? How can it be if the Torah is written by a human being? There's no way that someone could write such an animal that exists. This is the Raya Torah Min Hashemayim. And this connects to the Zohar, the famous Zohar, that we mentioned many times, Zohar and Chelek Beis, Daf Kufsa Mechalef Amud Aleph. The Zohar tells us, the Stakel Beraiso Bor Almo. The Zohar goes on to explain, that the same way when a king wants to go and build a palace, he goes and he has plans. He has four plans. The plans have all the construction details and all the different details of what he's going to build. So before the actual building happens, there comes here the plan, the master plan of how it will be built. So the Torah is considered to be the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes the Torah. The Torah is written many years before the world was created. And based on the Torah, the world is being created. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stakel be'oraisa, is looking, so to speak, at the Torah that he wrote, ubar alma. And the Zohar goes on to say that really every word in the Torah creates something. When it says, Bereishis Bara Elokim is a Shemayim v'Saharetz, he looked, and so to speak, in these words, and he created the Shemayim. It says, Aretz, he created the Aretz. V'hi Aretz, tekel b'ay milo, bara sar. Everything in the Torah created that item in the world. So mainly, when you look at it from this angle, it's not pshat that the Torah knew what is in the world. But the world was created based on the Torah. So the Torah tells you, these are the animals that I have, Malagir and Mafis Parasol, so you may all these animals are created. There's no other source of power and koyach in the world. There's no other place to get any chiyus in the world unless there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it based on the Torah. So when we look at it from our perspective, we see a world that seems to be, as the Rishonim called it, Oilam Lashem Helim. We say, how do we know this world is connected to Hashem? Well, we see that the Torah says there's no other animals, so we can tshuva lo'im in Torah min Hashemayim. But mitzad etzem einyan from us, from the when you know the emunah and you know the sheresh advarim, so it goes the opposite. There's nothing in the world that can be created if it's not mentioned in the Torah, because the Torah is the source for everything in the world. Stakel b'raiso b'ra'almo. And this is the oimek of Shalit Boy Lomo Yodea, the idea of the Shalit Boy Lomo that brought everything in this world to life. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomach Shava Shahurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.